True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can we hear it, Brad?
I don't like the fact that...
He doesn't kiss. He bitter.
Man, he needs to come in here and get on his hands and knees and thank the Lord he got past Idaho State.
It's not going to be good in Las Vegas, folks.
Hey, here's a good news.
Yeah, you've changed your tune.
Yeah, we won't have to hear about
UNLV
football.
All I had to see was one game.
FCS.
No, it's piss poor. I'll be real about it.
I think the Idaho State quarterback had 400 yards.
Let's play the Tigers. I got you. Thank you,
because as of today, we're better than you.
By a long country mile. By a long country mile, Jason.
By the way, what did the Idaho State quarterback finish with?
Man, 380?
Like... Yeah. And running.
Yeah, he legit threw for 380. Now he threw three picks.
Yeah, that helped.
But he threw for 380.
Wasn't that defense. That defense is slow.
I thought Arch Manning played for Texas.
No, it's brutal.
He apparently plays for Idaho State, man.
Yes.
They jumped out up at half.
Yes.
I said, ain't no cover.
What, I watched the whole thing.
I said, ain't no cover
here.
Dude,
it was 26 and a half.
Going to be lucky to win.
Going to be a long year for Dan Mullen.
It's going to be
Reps.
Rough.
Yeah.
He looks like, you know what he looks like? He looks like a dude who was in the booth for the last 6 years and the game has passed his ass by.
He's right.
I saw those takes out
there. You know what I forgot?
I'm careful. I'm going to be careful of that.
I'm going to throw one out for you. Yeah, I forgot how bad Dan Mullen's defenses are.
I'm just saying last time, have we all not thought Dan Mullen good coach?
At times, in his career.
Yes.
That
at
was
Mississippi
ugly.
State he was.
Yes.
At Florida he was not.
He was all right at Florida. Right.
Compared
right.
to what they've been
Thank
since.
You.
He's fit in with the rest of it. With the Will whatever's Muschamp,
it's possible. It's because that's an FCS out there. If Memphis looks the same, I'm gonna be disturbed.
Oh well, hell yes.
So
we're ahead of you to start the year,
baby.
No,
you're way ahead.
I know that ain't saying much.
Now remember,
at least
they
are
starting over. In fairness, so
we are too in some ways.
Yeah. Well,
only two stars.
No, you've had Silverfield the whole damn time.
It's the same coach, but it's an entirely new team.
Right. Exactly. Look, I mean, I think it's a little different, but I think everybody in this portal age, it's kind of like the same standard.
That's fair.
Right? It shouldn't take long, and it really can't take long. It's got to be now.
We're arguing that it's probably going to be in the fifth and seventh place teams in the fight for the college football playoff berth.
Well, yeah, I don't like.
No, I know. We're
no.
Gonna, no, we're going to challenge.
Memphis
we're going to challenge for the AAC.
Memphis
I thought y'all were
going to
challenge for the Mountain West. I really did.
I said Memphis would go undefeated this year, and I stand by that.
Well, I don't know if they could do that, but they don't have to go undefeated, right? They just need to make the conference championship game. Which, at the Daily Memphian, I did give you a heads up that is going to happen this year. Even though they are holding tryouts for walk-on DBs, they're already kind of like trying to like start the, you know, they're already trying to lay the foundation.
I didn't know how to take that, but when Gabe Kuhn says it's not a great thing, I mean, how do you take it? It's not a great thing.
I take it as no excuses. You need to make the conference championship game.
No, I meant more the DB thing.
Oh, the DB thing might be a problem, but it's still,
I mean, you just need bodies for practice,
assuming,
clearly you are thin
if
you were asking
Marsh,
for that right before the
But, like, is the groundwork being preemptively laid for when the season inevitably disappoints? Are we going to have to say, well, what do you expect? We
I'm
didn't
not
have
saying
any DBs.
It won't be what's said around here.
Yeah, so I'm just
again, I look at what should be the best run game
I'm
in the conference.
I'm woke on that, and I'm just choosing to completely disregard it. I don't care. You have money. You have more money than everybody. Tulane announced this year a groundbreaking year for fundraising. It was their best year ever. They raised $3.2 million. Maybe it was 3.9, but it was three something.
Three.
Memphis announced its best year for fundraising ever as well. It was $33 million. Okay?
Now, a lot of it's Fred.
A lot of that is Fred, but even if you take Fred off the table, it's still three times more than Tulane.
We know. We're the, what were we, $11 million the AAC earned last year? That was the most in the G5, I believe Jonah Dillon has written.
So if you can't sustain one DB injury having brought in 10 times more money than the second best team consistently, the American, well, we got other structural problems, don't we?
Mm. Yeah.
Right? So, anyway, it's...
I'm not starting the season like that. I'm starting the season off on the right foot.
But I did want to say that, though, because I'm hip to what's trying to, you know, maybe happening here, and I don't accept it, and I don't, and I'm not allowing it. Now, there was a little bit of interesting news with Memphis football this week, today, actually, this morning, which, you know, I don't know if we expected. A.J. Hill lost a backup job. Well, I should say, actually, no, he didn't. It says or, excuse me. I did miss that. So it's or.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Key.
Yeah, so I did not see that. but, okay, so that actually ruins
everything.
So he's
continuing to play it the same way that
he did,
not naming a two.
It's just kind of weird how you have to, like, look for it.
This is the depth chart you're looking at.
Yes, it is the depth chart. Arrington Maiden is listed first, but A.J. Hill is behind him. But there is that or.
There
so I guess that's the way to play it, right?
The way to continue to play it.
Right. But yes, that is, you know, that's that again. I thought it, I didn't see the or.
I'm hopeful that there's chances for both of those guys, perhaps some point in your first three games. Now, maybe not because you've got to go on the road, obviously, after Chattanooga this week. But yeah, whether it's Chattanooga, yeah, maybe late, but hopefully you get those guys an opportunity to get some run because I'd like to retain both of them if I can. You'd figure how we talked about how tough that could be. With as good as Arrington Maiden has shown, and then the investment level that's in AJ, but it'll be interesting. Like I said, a nice, interesting subplot going into the year how he handles the backup job and whether or not you can retain both of them.
Right. I mean, I do think that is
Brendan Lewis is for one season. You figure your future is somewhere between the two of them.
Yes. Yes. That is going to be the song and dance. Right. That is going to be I don't know. If there's anything that Ryan Silverfield can do. Right. I mean, mop up time. I mean, does he even want to play mop-up time? I don't really know. Short of starting, I don't really know if there's a way now.
Well, I think what's interesting about them is they're two different styles, and Jonah schooled us on that. What Maiden is more like Brendan Lewis, whereas if you're doing something completely different with AJ, and so if you're just trying to get him, whether it's mop-up time, whether it's to get him some actual run because you're doing packages, I mean, they're two entirely different quarterbacks. Again, this is not the A going into the season. Obviously, that's Brendan Lewis. What's this offense going to look like with the two studs in the backfield, bringing his running ability into the fold. Now you should be a three-headed monster in terms of running back. That's going to be the big story. Can the defense? But this subplot with the two, I think, is important, yep. Particularly as it pertains to the future,
right?
Under center for the Tigers,
right? And by the way, like I mean, he could be third string. It is or. I mean, it's not like he, you know, what we know did not happen is that he was definitively slotted in there at backup, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he. Could technically be.
I think what it says is you don't want to lose Maiden because that was the concern.
No doubt.
If he's as good as he's shown, maybe if AJ's named the two, a guy like him transfers out. But again, I think what it says is how much confidence you have in him, how much you like him that you're doing it this way, that
right.
You're including him over clearly right there with a guy that you've got more invested in terms of from an NIL standpoint and what you use to recruit this four-star.
That's right. That's exactly right. So it's a spot that Memphis has like really never been in. So from that perspective, it does sort of make for an intriguing season in that regard. I mean, Chattanooga, right? I mean, that's probably going to be the first test. They're going to be a billion-point favorites. They should have this game wrapped up by the end of the third. What are you going to do?
Will there be a line somewhere just like there was for the UNLV game? Okay, day of for the FCS.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I'll check.
Four touchdowns? Are we expecting it to look like UNLV and Idaho State did?
No.
It should be.
It'll be much deeper than that.
I think it'll be probably like 34.5.
They'll cover.
Go. I'll look, but
That Idaho State team was not some good FCS team either.
No, terrible.
That's what I read.
The defense for UNLV
bad FCS
looked
team.
Like slaw.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing that... you know, we have a line on the Grizzlies Pelicans game in October, but we don't have a damn line on Chattanooga, Memphis.
I figured your offshore stuff that
I'm sure it's out there somewhere, but it's not on my kind of stuff. On my legals yet.
It's fine. It's fine.
I like to bet legal.
We expect better than what Brad and Dan showed.
Yeah, I mean, they were lying 26.5. Idaho State clearly probably better than expected. I don't think Chattanooga has that guy.
I'm going to say Jeffrey Wright. Oh, by the way, great call by him on Friday night.
Boo.
More on that later. He was smart to stay out of that. I was listening to his picks. He stayed off of UNLV and Dan Mullen week one. He did not trust it. He was very smart to do so.
Yeah.
A little ding for Jeff there. He kept the card short.
Yes.
He was smart to do so on that one.
Yeah, it was a weird week.
1-1 week for Jeff.
I didn't have any college football this weekend.
You didn't get enough? What a game.
The Hawaii game was also terrific.
I went over our 1.5. I stayed the whole time in Dublin.
Oh, wow.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, you loved that game.
After a sloppy first half. Yeah. We didn't like it. It was ugly. The field conditions. Awful.
Yeah,
it was rainy and nasty.
Yeah.
Rocco Beck, man.
Yeah.
After losing 2,000-yard receivers, everybody's saying, who's he going to throw to?
Right.
All he did was make plays in the second half. Makes the huge play on fourth down.
Yeah.
Shout out to Matt Campbell. Upset there because, obviously, Kansas State was the favorite in that game.
Yeah.
Shout out. It ended up being a good game.
I watched a little bit. I was in and out.
And then, obviously, afterwards, you know, the Kansas State quarterback's family makes news. Did you not see the scrap in the streets?
Yeah, that was nuts.
Nuts.
That was
the older brother and the father probably fighting over some words. My guess is older brother said something snide about younger brother's performance. Avery Johnson.
Yeah.
And dad said, man, shut up. You know, you ain't on that field.
But like,
and that's how it escalated. I just did a reenactment. My thinking is that they've released a statement. They're sorry. They've apologized to the Kansas State family. But they're in the streets.
Yeah.
Father and son fighting on the road. On the dang ground, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, what I don't understand is...
the losing and the frustration probably and the beer.
There was a...
The mixture.
You know, there was a TikTok before the game with the brother, which I can only assume is the same guy. And it's like this English guy or whatever, Irish guy, asking him, Avery Johnson or Arch Manning or Lenore Sellers? Or and he's just picking Avery Johnson every time, right? And he was double fisting in this video. He had two Guinness, you know?
See, and this was the end of a two-week-long, I'd read it, like family trip all over Europe beforehand that they had done. And so they've been together for a while. It's not just the football trip. You know, you lose the game. Like John said, there's probably alcohol involved. I mean, what are we talking about? The beer was spilling over. That's what you do in Dublin.
Right.
And father and son are sitting there fighting after a loss. It was just an
I just don't understand why you would fight, you know, I don't know.
Fighting your dad.
I know.
Man.
Like
I heard Jeff say, how many sons have taken the shot?
I feel like I honestly feel like you and your dad have been maybe close to
We have course. Not.
Never?
We had, no, man.
Not even when you were growing up?
No, for man, 5'8". You heard the way Lionel Hollins straightened me up. Well, Les had a way about him, too. Could straighten me right up. Never thought about crossing my father.
Don't
either.
Say another word.
Well, my dad was never there. But
see, that's how Les Smith would be. And I went, what are you talking about? Who's fighting their dad?
Right. I know. It's just a very strange
thing.
What
percentage of sons?
Like, I would say 10%.
Okay. It's a low percentage.
I mean, I'm just spitballing that. I don't know. 10%, though, feels...
Mm-hmm. And that percentage of sons that do that, high juvie
like,
rate.
Like Brad would never, ever step to his dad. You would never do it. You would never hit your dad.
No.
Like, you would never get into a fight with your dad.
No.
Samson
How about
telling
Samson?
Us that he would beat Howie's ass.
I mean, his name is Samson, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. And isn't that, like, a biblical, like...
Samson's here. Samson, are you larger than your dad? Okay, he said.
He's got some size. He's got some size. Yeah, he's got some size on Howie.
Samson could take his dad, I think.
You,
I think so.
You wouldn't though, right?
No.
Of course, that's what I'm saying.
No,
it's got to be a low percentage.
He kind of like stuck his bottom lip out, like no, but if I had to, you know, if he tries to cut me out of Robert Irwin, you know,
Kansas State lost a home game not by playing this game, and so I'm sure they're you know. They're down. They had this mess afterwards. They probably regret they even took the trip.
Yeah, no doubt. Honestly, they do. They'll never do that. They'll never do that again. I mean, I feel bad if you're that.
It's their home game
because they lost the home game and they lost the game.
Yes,
and you get embarrassed. virally, by the family of your quarterback, unfortunately. Yeah, now, again, those family, they took the right, you got to do that, and you have to say, you know, Pop put out the statement, they did, and they apologized to the right folks.
But, exactly.
Ugly scene thereafter loss. That had nothing to do with the team. That's on the father and the son, but ugly.
I'm very glad to hear that you watched. I was watching.
Watched the whole thing. Rocco, man.
I was watching mostly.
Gamer.
NFL preseason.
We know. Because we know. You've got millions.
Millions.
Flowing on it.
Billions and billions and billions.
I don't know if you should talk about that, you know, this kind of talk with Samson around. He's still young and impressionable.
Gamble responsibly, children and kids.
He's not a kid.
He's a grown man. But yes. Anyway, it was
congrats on that
fun weekend. Thank you very.
Out of it for your Raiders, but I'm sure you were productive in other ways.
Yeah, you know, it was all a big waste anyway. But yes, Memphis Chattanooga this weekend. I don't know. Will I be there? It's an interesting question. I'm glad you asked. I don't know. It depends on a lot of things. You know, game time decision, as it usually is with me. I'd like to go if the weather feels great. I don't want to do the prediction thing on the attendance because I don't even know how many people can actually be there. Like 30,000, right? Isn't that what they hold?
I think so with the construction.
Yeah, I mean, I think I doubt I'll go. I doubt I'll go to this one, but I will go to the Arkansas game. There you go. That's what you're getting out of
it. Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, I mean, it is the next home game. So
I go to, you know, on average, probably 3 to 4 home games a year, despite how everybody accuses me of being a Memphis football hater. I actually spend money and go.
Jonah Dillon has released the depth chart. Has arrived.
Yeah, we were just talking about the depth chart, and I'm old now, so I can't see the or there on the quarterback. And I have apologized.
I didn't see that either.
Now, technically, it could still mean AJ Hill is, as we talked about, third string. You know,
when you put the or there, it's to say that they're the equivalent.
Right. He's definitely not the backup. We know that definitively.
Again, this is about handling. The two of them, and I think trying to retain them both.
Yes, exactly.
Didn't know they would go this far, but it clearly says he thinks a lot of Arrington Mate.
Yeah, get it done. 1-0. That's all you can do if you're Memphis football. Move on to, what is it, Georgia State next week?
Yeah.
They got Ole Miss this weekend. They're 38-point underdogs. So, I mean, you'll probably be, I don't know, it's there though, right? Weirdly. I mean, these are the games that Memphis should never be playing.
Boise State and South Florida.
That's right.
A big, you know, important one for around here in terms of getting a gauge early on those teams.
That's right.
Because South Florida, if Byron Brown's healthy, they could be a team that threatens in the AAC.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it'll be.
We'll get eyes on him.
Great litmus test, right? Like, hey, what is this team? Either way, though, you get that game at home. Ryan Summerfield's lost 6 home games in his time at Memphis. So, you know, Navy at home, South Florida at home, Tulane at home. It just could not have broken more beautifully for the Tigers this year in terms of the schedule. Like, I know they got the DB thing going on, but I don't think they could have gift-wrapped this schedule any better. You don't play Army. You don't play UTSA. What are we talking about? Like, this should be top 2 in the American this year.
Yeah.
You know, will it be?
A lot of folks are super high on UTSA, including Jonah Dillon over the commercial bill. I think he's got them 2nd in the AAC power rankings to start the year.
And you avoid them. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe that's going to be
others are lower. There's some variance on UTSA.
Absolutely.
We know their offense is going to be high-powered. It's about whether or not that defense is going to be better. But Jonah's got a 2, Navy 3, Memphis 4.
Right.
In terms of his AAC power rankings going into the season, Tulane obviously 1.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.